Welcome to the first episode of the Nightly News for Mr. Navarro's technology class here at Notre Dame Academy.
Konnichiwa, or hello. Welcome to the Sabrina and Ali Show.
Today we'll be talking about the 7th grade simulation, The Warlords of Japan.
The Warlords of Japan is a simulation in which we learn about Japanese history and how the Japanese armies worked.
We have a map in the back of our classroom in which we move our armies and conquer lands.
Every game day we have an assignment to complete relating to Japanese culture.
We will now interview some people from each castle.
Shikoku Clan, which assignment is your favorite?
My favorite assignment is calligrapher.
Hi, Nagasaki Clan. Why is playing this game important?
Playing this game is important so we can know how Japanese culture works and how the samurais work together to conquer other lands.
Osaka Clan, what is your favorite part of this simulation?
My favorite part of this simulation is learning the background information on Japan.
My favorite part of the simulation is getting together with the people in our clan and taking over other provinces.
Hi, Ito. I have a question. Has your castle been through any war yet?
Yes.
Castle Sendai, do you think this game relates to ancient Japan?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Hokkaido. Do you think Koku is a good way to pay?
I think it's not a good way to pay.
Thank you for learning about the 7th grade simulation, Warlords of Japan.
This was the
Sabrina and Ali Show,
leaving for battle.
Good day, all my friends. My name is Justin Murray, 7th grade, with my partner Luca, 6th grade. We will be reporting on about this school year's Halloween.
Halloween at our school has many fun and enjoyable activities. These will include wearing your costume, completing the amazing race, competing in the scavenger hunt, collecting raffle tickets, dancing, and eating pizza.
Let's start with the active activities. Playing in the amazing race is awesome. This is where you go to different stations with fun games and you may win a paper bone that can be collected to make Mr. Bones.
Another activity is the scavenger hunt. This is when you take a packet of pictures, mysterious photos of our school grounds, and an iPad and a Lego. When you find a matching picture, you hold the Lego in the picture and take a photo. The accurate pictures earn you tickets.
You collect raffle tickets with your efforts in trying to succeed in the amazing race, scavenger hunt, and the scarecrow contest. In the scarecrow contest, you decorate a broomstick with accessories such as clothes, wigs, and hats.
Last, pizza and dancing. This is when you get to dance in a strobe light to music in the music room. It sometimes gets chaotic in there, so watch out. The pizza is delicious after a long day filled with fun activities, and it's the best way to finish your day.
That's all for today. Remember to listen to this anytime to prepare for next year's Halloween from 5th to 8th grade.
Yes, thank you, and have an enjoyable rest of the day.
People listening to this wonderful podcast, this is Tosa.
And this is Siraj. We'll be your host for the annual Jingle Mingle podcast.
Yep, that's right, Siraj. We'll be interviewing the party goers and have a taste of their wonderful experience.
But first, what is the Jingle Mingle, Tosa?
It's a Christmas party with games, food, music, and if you're lucky, you could go home with a gift.
And it's only for middle schoolers. So we have our first interviewee, starting with one of the 6th graders who have never been to the event before. So Avery, are you excited about your first middle school only party?
So Morgan, we heard you've been to the Jingle Mingle before.
Yeah, it was so cool. There was great pizza and there was a DJ playing some awesome music.
What else?
Everybody was dancing and having a good time and just talking for 3 hours. It was really good.
Wow, that sounded fun.
Is Mr. Navarro, our technology teacher.
So, Mr. Navarro, how's the Jingle Mingle in the point of view of a teacher?
Well, what's really great is that it's really about the kids having fun. So we do set up, we do clean up, and I do check in the students. But we also want to make sure that all the kids have a good time.
Great. And so, with all you've heard, the Jingle Mingle is an unforgettable experience, and if you aren't going this year, you just might want to keep that in mind for next year. This is Tosa and Siraj signing out. Peace!
Hey, Evita.
Hey, Heather.
So, what are you doing for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to spend my Christmas with my family this year. We're also going to spend Christmas Eve at my family's house and eat a Christmas dinner. I'm also going to distribute my Secret Santa present.
I wonder what other people are doing for Christmas, especially our teachers.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
Let's go ask Gil, Sabrina, Nick, and Siraj. Maybe even Miss Bush.
Let's go.
Hey, Gil, what are you doing for Christmas this year?
Well, for Christmas, I'm going to my cousin's house and just celebrating. We're going to eat, we're going to open our presents.
That's so intriguing. So, Mr. Navarro, what are you doing for the special 25th of the month?
Almost the same thing I do every year. I spend it with my parents, my siblings, and my niece and nephews. We have dinner on the 24th, and then we actually stay up till the 25th on midnight, and that's when we open our presents.
Nick, I want to know what you're planning on doing this Christmas.
Well, I'm hanging out with family and friends, just like most people do.
Hey, Mr. Siraj.
Hi.
So what are you doing for Jesus' birthday?
Well, since it's so important, I decided to invite my family and friends for dinner so we could have a big prayer and eat.
Wow. So Sabrina, what are you doing for Christmas?
In Hawaii to celebrate with some of my friends.
Bye.
On this KinderCast.
The stars of this KinderCast are Rennell, Emery, and last but not least,
Taylor.
Hello, Rennell, Emery, and Taylor. How is your day going?
Great.
What are you learning so far?
Emery talks about math.
You're deposing it, putting it in, and then you're decomposing is taking it apart.
Luke talks about police.
Police can't have plastic handcuffs. Only kids can have them. If real police have them, if they catch a real robber, it'll be too easy for the robbers to escape.
In religion, we're learning about Advent, and I mean, like, there's 4 weeks, and in the last week, the last day of the last week, is Christmas.
What games do you play during recess and lunch?
I like soccer because we kick in soccer.
I like to play tag because you can run in it.
I like to play kickball because we kick and roll.
Are you excited for the holidays?
Yes!
What gifts do you want Santa to give you?
I want for Christmas is an iPod and a cookie.
I want a Star Wars Lego set.
My wish is that the prices for airplanes go down.
Thank you for listening to our KinderCast, and special thanks to Rennell, Emery, and Taylor.
Stay tuned for more.
Bye!
Everybody, welcome to the NDA Check-In Podcast with Ryan, Leah, and Kayla.
Today we'll be talking about and interviewing new students and teachers.
First off, we're going to be interviewing our new teachers.
Hi, Ms. McCaffrey. Why did you choose to teach at NDA?
I chose to teach at NDA after I came to visit and I saw what a wonderful school it was. I felt right at home immediately and knew this is where I was supposed to be.
Overall, what do you think the main differences are between teaching at middle school and teaching at high school?
It's funny because it's basically the same thing. Middle schoolers are messier, and we say the Pledge of Allegiance more slowly.
Thank you, Ms. McCaffrey.
Hi, Ms. Bush. Why did you choose to switch from a fourth grade teacher to a middle school science teacher?
As a lifelong learner, I've always enjoyed learning new things. And I think that growth helps to keep things interesting and fresh. I saw it as an opportunity for my own personal growth.
Thank you.
Now, we will be interviewing our new students. Hi, Dylan. What made you want to come to NDA?
I came to this school for the Catholic education, but also because it's really small.
Thank you.
Hi, Catherine and May. What are your favorite parts about NDA?
My favorite parts about NDA are the teachers and the students. The teachers are helpful and understanding, and the students are generous and intelligent.
So we know you guys came from the same school. Did you plan it that way?
We did not plan to go to the same middle school, but we are extremely happy to know someone who is going to the same middle school.
Thank you.
We really hope all of the new students and teachers are enjoying NDA.
That's all for NDA's Check-In with Ryan, Leah, and Kayla.
See you next time!
Hey guys, it's Zach.
And it's Johnny.
And today, we'll be interviewing the teachers out on the yard.
First, we'll be interviewing Mr. A.
Hi, Mr. A.
How's it going, gentlemen?
So, what's your favorite part about being a yard teacher?
Seeing the excitement on the kids' faces when they're interacting with the other children.
Next up, we will be speaking with Ms. Childs.
Hi, Ms. Childs. What is your favorite food in the hot lunch program?
Oh, there are so many great choices. Let's see, my favorite would be the pot stickers, as well as the raspberry lemon cheesecake smoothie.
That's a great answer.
Lastly, how do you feel when people leave balls all over the yard?
It can be a bit frustrating, that's for sure. We have a great school and we want to keep it nice and clean. And, you know, if we leave the balls out, we won't be able to play with them next time. So I think we should start cleaning up all that equipment.
Good answer.
Next, we will be interviewing Mrs. Uribe.
Hi, Mrs. Uribe.
Good morning.
What do you think about the clip system for the restrooms?
I think it's the best system that we've come up with to keep track of who's coming and going to the restroom.
Good answer.
Do you have any pet peeves as a yard teacher?
Oh, gosh. I don't have all day, but my main one is when the students don't listen the first time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next interview will be with Mr. Eby. Hi, Mr. Eby.
Hi.
What do you think is the most fun about being a yard teacher?
I love hearing all the anecdotes that all the students give me.
Great answer.
Well, that's all for today, guys.
I'm Johnny.
And I'm Zach.
And we are signing out.
Hi, everyone.
My name is Kiyomi.
And my name is Maya.
Today, we will be interviewing 5 students, each from one of the 5 electives today.
We wanted to do this interview to help you decide which electives you might want to do next year, so you are ready and prepared to make the final decision.
First, we are going to interview someone from Math Lab, Morgan.
What are you currently learning in Math Lab, and what do you find the most interesting?
We are learning how to find the areas of shapes. I find most interesting the fact that we can design zoos using these area formulas.
Now we will be interviewing Baruch from the Music Elective.
What inspired you to take this class as your elective?
The reason I was inspired to take this class was because I watched people's humorous musicals.
Thank you. Next, we are interviewing Allison from Speech and Debate.
What are you learning in Speech and Debate, and why should someone else join it?
We are learning about extemporaneous speaking, which is when you are given 30 minutes to prepare for a speech that you will give about an issue in the world today. And somebody else should join because it can help you with your public speaking skills.
Thank you.
Now we will be interviewing Kayla to represent the technology elective. What are you currently doing in technology that you find interesting?
Well, we just finished making interviews for historical figures on Puppet Pals. I got to do Anne Frank, and then we got to go to the Apple Store.
Finally, we will be interviewing Valeria from the drama elective.
What do you guys do in the drama elective, and would you do it again?
In the drama elective, we are currently rehearsing for our production, Peter Pan, and I would do this again.
This is Maya and Kiyomi signing off.
Thanks for watching!
Hi everyone, I'm Nick.
And I'm Miguel. Today we will be interviewing the T-Cares.
So let's get right into the interview.
What do you like about your school?
Playing.
What are you doing in class, Evan?
Learning about letters.
Cool.
Hey, Logan, do you like your teachers?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're nice.
Do you like NDA?
Yes.
Cool. What's your favorite thing?
Because I like to run.
Cool.
What do you think about the TKers?
I think they're very wonderful children of God in that they are very cute and cuddly and very small and wonderful in every way, shape, or form.
Hey, Saraj, what do you think about the TKers?
Well, the thing I like about the TKers is their innocence, because, like, us middle schoolers were anything but innocent.
What do you like the most about the TKers?
I love how they're really cute and super nice to you, and they even give you high fives when you want them.
Hey, Catherine, what do you like about the TKers?
They're really cute, and they're smaller than me, and I'm short.
Please like, share, and subscribe, and I'll see you guys in the next video.
Thank you for listening to Trimester 2's Technology Class Podcast. This is Mr. Navarro signing off.